Coming into meditation, settling the body in a clear, dignified posture. Let's begin with gratitude for what we have, for the safety that shelters us and allows us to sit with enough space to let the heart and mind settle a bit. Gratitude for shelter. Gratitude for food, nourishment. Gratitude for whatever health we have that allows us to give our attention to meditation and the life of the heart, not be just in crisis. Gratitude for the gift of good friends, friends on the path, Kalyana Mitta. Gratitude for the Sangha and the community of those who walk the path alongside us. Fill in the list with any gratitudes that come to the foreground in your heart. And allow the feeling and the intention of gratitude to fill the body like a warm, soothing force, and to radiate out from the body. Gratitude is a form of the Brahmavihara mudita, empathic joy. Mudita is joy at the well-being of another. Gratitude is a kind of joy at one's own well-being, shaped in the direction of the prayer, thank you. Thank you for this. And we just shine the gratitude out. It's not directed at any being, any divine being, as much as just to being itself, the way that goodness comes our way naturally, ebbing and flowing. Often when we practice gratitude, like any of the Brahmaviharas, loving kindness, compassion, joy, equanimity, we find the heart swinging between the feeling that we're cultivating and other feelings that have stitched themselves on to and around this feeling, like protection or barriers or hungry children pleading for warmth and nourishment themselves. And so you might find feelings of lack, unworthiness, feelings of disappointment. Any of the kinds of suffering may also be here. And they are, of course. Gratitude weaves through suffering. Like the warp of a blanket weaves through the woof. One direction of threads holding together the other. Without suffering as a ground, gratitude has no force. We are grateful for goodness because we can feel it in contrast to loss, lack, pain, grief. And in the same way, we feel the sting of loss and pain more because we know the joy of comfort and connection. And so taken together, these two feelings, as a meditation, this is just a resting in the heart, with a kind of wise appreciation of all that is. And the quivering in the heart can be a swing between gratitude or appreciation and compassion for the pain and the suffering that's also here. So giving attention to the heart, and the body steady and breathing. And allow whatever variation of kindness is here, whether it's gratitude for goodness received, or compassion for the suffering, your own or others. Or any other variation, equanimity, resting at ease as the conditions swing between pleasant and unpleasant. All of it builds on the basic heart of kindness. So whatever the heart is doing, let it be infused with kindness. And let that feeling fill the body. And shine out from the body in all directions. Front and back, both sides, above and below. Feeling the kindness of the responsive heart, grateful for goodness, compassionate for pain, and equanimous, willing to sit with all of it. Let that loving kindness fill the room and the space around the body. And we'll practice in this way, inviting the feeling to be the stabilizing object. Just keep coming back to the feeling, the energy filling the body and the space around the body. The energy of kindness, responsive warmth of the heart. And we'll sit in a loving kindness in silence together from here. coming to the end of sitting, you might just bring back the initial feeling of gratitude. Feel the whole body in the sitting posture, suffused with breath and feeling. Being here for whatever feeling there is. It might be pleasant or unpleasant, big or small. It might be the intended feeling or its opposite or anything else. Letting the feeling be known as a bodily force, kind of energy through the whole body. And once more, connect with the breath and the feeling in the whole body, radiating out in all directions. We'll end just with the homage to the Buddha three times. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Homage to the blessed, perfected, and fully enlightened one. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa.